Cast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. It is our second episode of 2017.
Yay.
Yay. You sound so enthused.
Sorry, I just had a really long day.
So did we all.
Especially, you had a really long
especially the man
day.
Who just walked in the door, maybe.
Hey, okay.
It's Friday the 13th! Woo!
I love Jason Voorhees.
Oh, shit. Guys, Jason's here. Oh, shit, that joke actually worked.
Before we get into any of the actual news, how about that Nintendo Switch?
Oh.
Already pre-ordered.
Just take my money. Take my money. Not really, because I need rent.
I mean, I'd like to buy one, but I can't, so.
I am so excited, not even for any of the games, per se, but I'm excited for the hardware. The Joy-Cons look genius. That said, there are a lot of games I am looking forward to. I'm getting Breath of the Wild, even though I'm more of a casual Zelda fan, but I'm more excited for Mario Odyssey and Fire Emblem Warriors, a.k.a. a fucking Fire Emblem Musou game. So down!
Or so we think at this point.
It's by Koei Tecmo, and it's called Fire Emblem Warriors. Right. What else would it be?
I still think... Because you know how we're all part of the Kamen Rider group on Facebook, except
uh-huh.
for Evan?
Uh-huh.
The joke should have been, here's our next producer, answers Dan Kurtaro.
Also, we have our very first guest of 2017, Mr. Noblecaster.
Kindly go fuck yourself, because we had Emily on last week.
Our first online guest.
Yeah, clarify yourself.
Oh, sorry, Orangecaster Noble.
Noble, say hi.
Hi.
Good.
is it just me, or did Super Bomberman R sound like it would come out of fucking X-Aid?
Yeah.
Super Bomberman!
Oh, oh. X-Aid versus Bomberman. That's the next move.
Alright.
Oh.
Just!
Well, that's the thing that...
Why? Mighty Morphin Meower Rangers!
Man. Saban, you could be doing... anything else? Why?
Because YouTube.
You like it because you have fucking like 10 cats.
That is true.
Pigger, Munchkin, Christopher Robin.
Piglet, Winnie the Pooh.
So
they're all the stand after characters from Winnie the Pooh?
Pretty much.
Okay, anyways, back on topic. So I haven't even watched this yet. Is it just the three of them?
No, it's all five of them.
So
Zordon's
like,
a fish.
So for anyone who refuses to watch this, please give us a quick summary.
Okay. Five cats are laying around the command center. Zordon, who is a fish, it basically tells...
Recruit a team of felines with catitude!
Oh, because they're cats. I get that joke now.
Yes, thank you.
I was about to
say, is that a line in it?
That is the last line in the
episode. Oh my god!
It's like, they all morph. And it's like, one of them's just like, I'm just going to lay here.
Oh, they talk?
They talk.
Oh,
and while like they morph and shit, you hear like, meow, 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 meow.
God damn it!
It's the cat version of the theme song, and I'm like...
This is on the official Saban Power Rangers YouTube channel. This is an official thing, not a fan project. Kill me now!
They're gonna release those costumes for cats, so you can dress your cats up as Power Rangers.
And guess what?
What?
Episode 1!
Yep.
There's going to be more!
Yeah.
Well, I think I know why they're making these.
Because they have a time slot to fill!
Well, that...
Because they have cats.
That too! Well,
because A, they probably just have cats. B,
right?
I think they're trying to, you know, make YouTube money so that they could...
By making cat videos of relevance.
Yeah.
Of course that's
the
reason.
Power Rangers YouTube channel, you're about 10 years too late.
No,
cat videos are done.
Relevant.
No.
I'm like, it's about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and cats. Everything YouTube was about probably back in 2005.
Yeah.
Oh my god. If you have nothing to do for 1.5 minutes, please, by all means, go check it out. There's an actual Meow Rangers logo. I played the video for half a second.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Next!
Anyways, yeah.
So is Goldar gonna be a dog?
Probably.
Doggar?
Goldog?
Goldog? God damn it.
Woof.
Woof woof, Meow Rangers!
Woof, I'm a dog, barf.
So, moving from cats to babies. Now Nagasawa is expecting her second child.
Hurricane Blue!
Yep. Which is actually shock. It's funny. I run a news channel on Facebook, and someone commented on this news story saying, really? She's already having her second kid? It's like, dude, it's been like, what, 2 years since her first one?
People are allowed to have babies.
People are allowed to have two babies.
And she's going to force Hurricane down that child's throat.
Oh, you mean how like she did with her first child?
So, now Nagasawa and Koji Nakata had their first child in April 2015, and Nagasawa announced on her blog on the 5th of January, which is also her birthday, that she was 8 months pregnant with her second child.
Eight?
Yep.
She couldn't have told us anything last year? No, just wait till the last minute?
Yep. But she's not doing anything.
8 months is not exactly last minute. Also, as we've discussed...
Pretty last minute.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Also, as we've discussed, things like this, where it comes to marriage and children, they always wait until it's about to become very obvious before they say anything about it.
8 months, though? You think somebody would have, you know, probably caught on to that?
Maybe she just put a little weight. Maybe
she hasn't done anything in a while, Gar.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the thing. I don't know.
Anyways.
Oh, apparently she was on Forza.
And?
Yeah.
Yeah? And she was the new teacher.
Oh, yeah, she was
and one she was, of the villains. She was Igla in the recent Ichigo film.
Oh, yeah.
And for those who care, her husband, Koji Nakata, is a former football player for the Kashima Antlers.
Okay.
He also played for the Japanese national team in 2002 and 2006 FIFA World Cup and retired in 2014.
Football player. Does that mean actual football or soccer?
It says
FIFA. Soccer. It says soccer. Yeah.
Even in Japan, they call it football. Well.
Sure.
Or very least, the website that is reporting this does.
Yes.
Next. Tokusatsu Network.
Next. We got a spy shot from the filming set of Cho Superhero Tyson with some interesting revelations. First off, there was a shot of a Amazon Alpha suit actor spotted.
And an Amazon Omega.
Was Omega spotted too?
Yeah, in the first shot. Right
there. Okay.
There's also the mystery Amazon as well.
Yeah, there's someone in a purple suit. It looks like a female, but I don't know.
Now, like, I have a complaint, kind of a complaint about this. I hope this isn't for the Tyson movie, because I kind of just want Amazons to just be its own thing and not have to be crossed over with anything else.
Yeah, it could be a case of sharing the set.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, but, like, Amazon's just leave it as its own thing.
Yeah. There's two Toei teams filming two different things in the same
Yeah, place. Maybe.
Cause, like,
maybe
I don't
maybe
want...
they only could get the space for a certain time.
Because, honestly, like, I would not want to see, like, Deno or someone, like, interacting with fucking Alpha. Like, that'd
yeah.
just be silly.
No, I completely
Alpha's
agree.
Gonna fight Forze, and it's gonna be a fucking...
Slaughter him!
Wipe him out from existence
no,
again!
No, it's just gonna be a comic relief fight.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well,
also...
You go. You first.
Also spotted on that set was... one of the level 1 suits from Exade. It's not clear which rider it is because it's only the pants and shoes, but apparently, if it is for Cho Super Tyson, then of course the Exade riders are going to be there.
Oh god, what if they're fucking, like, Amazon's gadgets?
No,
that'd be cool.
Fucking,
it's the Dark Souls episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
Alright.
What I was going to say is... Chances are this is for Cho Superhero Tyson, because they're probably done filming Amazon Season 2.
Give Mamo a belt. Give Mamo a belt.
You right?
Rider-Man.
Moving on.
Rider-Man.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Watch Amazons. It's really good.
Watch Amazons. It's really good.
Yeah. Comrade Deno Imagine Works, Say Your Wish art book gets re-released.
Oh my goodness.
CD Japan has opened pre-orders for this art book, new edition, released to commemorate the anniversary of Kamen Rider designer Yasushi Nirasawa's passing.
Aww.
Nirasawa provided the Imagine Monster designs for the Deno TV series. Though unintentional, the release also is in time with the 10th anniversary of the Deno TV show. The book costs 5,000 yen and is set for a mid-January release.
Jeez, Gar, just everything he loves fucking coming out your birthday, isn't it?
Well, no, it's just funny that Comrade Deno's anniversary is January 28th.
Yeah.
You know, your birthday.
Yeah, my exact
and birthday. And Agito.
And Agito.
No, but just, like, go back up. Like, what were they thinking?
Oh, with the whole feet dangling above their head when they're in sand mode?
I guess it was to be different, but still.
I think
how Imagines were in the real world.
I'm just saying that I didn't like that ever.
Here's the thing. Silly. You know what I think this is partially stemming from? Mm-hmm. Because they're based off genies. You know how genies never had legs? It was just like the smoke trail?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the underlying idea. But I agree that the legs dangling in midair was really off-putting.
Yeah, no, they did not need the legs dangling. Yeah, they just had it sinking into the ground, and that was it.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
I wanted to see their feet dangle in the air.
Next. Official images of the DX Gashikan Key Slasher from X-Aid, a.k.a. the weapon of Mighty Brothers.
It just occurred to me that this looks like Ultraman Orbs, like, Trinity form weapon, the axe.
It also kind of reminds me of the.
It
also reminds me of the Wizard Sword Gun.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Probably the same mold.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they combine the molds from both weapons, maybe.
What was another weapon that had that mold?
No. It's like the reference in the Zoodra Ghost crossover, how the Sunglass Slasher and the Zoodra Sword.
And the Deep Slasher.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Are like the exact same mold.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not too really fond of this weapon, so I'm probably not like in the show it'll probably look fucking awesome, but the toy just doesn't do it for me.
My only complaint is how the hilt is on a curve.
I don't mind that. I actually like that in Swords.
The axe mode sucks.
Here's the thing: they tout that it has three different modes, but it doesn't change. It just has all three of them at once. It just changes how you hold, which angle you hold it with your wrist.
Yeah,
at least. You know what weapon that actually did that well? Mm. Like, the changing of the forms?
Mm.
Wizard's weapon?
The Wizard Sword Gun,
And the Magnum Defender's weapon.
I don't even remember that.
I don't know what that's called.
I actually really like the Dengasher, the way it changed.
Yeah, no, I was like, the Dengasher is the best example of, like, a mode-changing weapon.
And I think the Q-Ranger's upcoming weapon is actually a really good one, too, because it's got 9 modes.
Yeah.
9 freaking modes.
By combining 3 or 4 parts.
9 mirrors.
6 of them will probably be useless.
Although, one interesting thing about the Key Slasher is we finally know what the purpose of the hidden sounds on the gadgets are. You know, when you activate the Kimiwaza and release the other button, so it just says the name of the
game. Yeah, it was like,
buy or box. Yeah, it would just say, like, action, or quest, or chandara. The reason that they do that is because you can put 2 gashets into the Key Slasher, and it will activate their sounds individually. And there's an image that shows that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And the reason it does that is because it's also big enough to fit Mighty Brothers in to do the proper Hisats.
The thing right here that we are currently holding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lane got Mighty Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. So the Gashikan Key Slasher costs 62.64 yen. And it's set for January 21st release.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not getting this weapon. Like, I love Mighty Brothers, don't get me wrong, but just, like, the toy version of this weapon just doesn't do it for me. So, that is the pass for me.
It's just the hilt that I have a problem with.
I just don't like the axe blade where it is. Like, if you could remove the sword blade or something, then it would look fucking awesome as an axe.
Yeah, it's really awkward to use it as an axe when there is also a blade jutting out of it. Mm-hmm. And this is someone who likes halberd weapons talking.
If you kept it as a sword and a gun, it would be so much cooler.
It'd be trite and standard, but it might have done better.
Yeah, like, it's a double form, so why the fuck do they have three-moded weapon?
I don't know. Anyways, next. The DX Heisei Legend Rider Gashit Set has been announced.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a set of 10 Rider Gashits in one package, ranging from Kuga to Decade, as expected.
And they're DX, too, which is awesome.
They've revealed what the names are. I don't have them offhand, but Kuga's is Adventure Guy Kuga, Agito of the Sun, Mirror Labyrinth Ryuki, Moshi Moshi Fize, King of Poker Blade, Taiko Master Hibiki, Insect Wars Kabuto, the Time Express Deno, Doki Doki Makai Castle Kiva, Barcode Warrior Decade. And of course, like the other DX gadgets, these work in the Gamer Driver in either slot.
Yep.
And of course, they have a different level 1 sound as well, which is Let's Ride instead of Let's Game, as we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they also work with the Gamba Rising arcade machines in Japan. The set of 10 costs 16,200 yen, which comes out to about 1,500 yen per gashit, which is really good considering the DX ones are normally in the range of 30 bucks each. Pre-orders begin as of January 10th, and we'll be shipping February 6th. So a bunch of us have already decided to go in on a set.
Let me guess. Kuga Agito.
Yep.
Deno Decade.
Yep.
Fize Blade.
And Kiva.
And Kiva.
And Kiva.
Kevin gets Kabuto.
Yeah, Kevin gets Kabuto.
And you're getting Ryuki and Hibiki.
Because I actually like those shows.
I like Hibiki.
It's funny.
I liked Hibiki. I just don't want the gashit.
It's funny because Kevin was like, who wants Ryuki? It's like, did you seriously ask me that question?
Have you met me?
Have you? Do you know who I am?
All right, next. Speaking of gashits, we got official images of Paradox or Para DX's. DX Gashit Gear Duel.
Look how cute that thing is.
Kay. It looks like it has a fucking Pingu nose, like, mouth.
I have a complaint about this. So, like, Paradox, he has, like, a blue form, but also a red form, so I'm kind of disappointed that the entire Gashit is blue, when one half should be red and one other half should be blue.
You know what? I have to agree with you. Yeah. But that...
the Nintendo Switch.
But first. That furthers my headcanon theory that Puzzle Gamer is, like, his... primary form.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Because it makes sense, because he's been talking about puzzles the whole show.
No.
The fighter gamer is probably like his...
It's if he's in a pinch or something.
Yeah, even though they're the same level. They're both level 50.
It just occurred to me that Paradox is the same colors as the two Joy-Cons coming out.
Blue and red.
Yeah. They predicted it as such!
Not hard.
It should have been red... It should have been red and green, you know, like Mario Luigi.
Yeah, and through these images, we also...
We got Mighty Brothers. Why did we need a second set of gadgets?
No, I'm talking about the Joy-Cons.
Well, Mighty Brothers is Sonic and Tails, bro. Yeah, well, it's both, actually, but we've talked about it. Through these images, we also found out what the sound, what the words used for the Gashit Gear Duel forms are.
Oh, sweet.
So when you activate Puzzle Gamer on the Gashit, it says, what's the next stage? And then when you actually activate the form, the chime is, get the glory in the chain, perfect puzzle. And then for Knockout Fighter, the activation sound is, the strongest fist, round one, rock and fire. And then
explosion
when
explosion fist, knockout fighter.
Explosion hit.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if it actually says these in says the words in English, but that's what they translate to. So it'll probably say them in Japanese.
Yeah.
You were going to say Noble?
I didn't say anything.
He's scratching his mic. Is scratching.
Yeah. So the item comes with the gear holder, which is used to activate the Hisats. The gear is also compatible with the gamer driver, although it comes in upside down on the display. The Gashit Gear Duel costs 38.88 yen, which is pretty good, and is set for a January 28th release.
Yup.
So, Nito.
I'm getting it for Shadowcaster for his birthday.
It's still odd how it's like in the show. It's just gonna be odd when Pallad uses it.
Yeah. All right. Next, the Dobutsu Sentai Zuoger Zenkyokushu CD album revealed.
Oh, there you go. You're complaining you didn't have this yet.
No, I know. Every year near the end of the show for Sentai, they put out an album compilation of all the music, and Zuoger's has been announced. CD Japan is taking pre-orders. The two-disc album contains all the songs used in the series, which includes theme songs, insert songs, songs used in the movies, and karaoke versions.
Woo.
The album costs 3,000 yen, set for February 22nd release.
I just hate... Like, I would hate to be one of those people that gets all the CDs from, like, throughout the year, and then it's like, oh yeah, then this happened. Fuck!
Yeah. I'm sure people learn their lesson after enough years.
You still need the Zuo the World theme from me.
Yes, I do.
So wild, no.
Going from the world to outer space, Q-Rangers suit actors announced.
Oh, man. I'm really loving these suits now.
The suit actors.
Some people care.
They're the real heroes.
I know.
They are. They really are.
All right, so Shishi Red is being played by Takada Masashi. There's descriptions for the characters, but we've already talked about those.
He was Zuo the World and Zuoger.
Okay, cool. Sasori Orange is Yasuhiko Imai.
Who was Zuo the Bird and Zuoger.
And apparently he's used to playing villains. Okami Blue is played by Yasuhiro Takeuchi,
who was Zuo Lion in Zuoger.
Jesus.
Yeah, those fur pants on Okami Blue are really fucking bugging me.
Really?
Have I talked about this?
No.
Okay, let's talk about this for a second. All the other suits, amazing. I finally got to look at Okami Blue, and I posted about this on the Facebook group. Fur pants on a Sentai Warrior!
Yes.
It's not okay!
It's no. The 41st team. They're gonna do something different with the suit.
Also, he's
a... Doggy Kruger didn't need fur pants!
No, but he's... I was gonna say, he's a wolf alien thing, so I like the fur pants.
That's gotta be hell for him in the summer!
Just have a bunch of, like ice packs in the suit during the
summer. No, I like it because it makes him look different from everyone else, and it makes
the fur around the collar was fine! I was okay with that, but fur pants?
No, and I like...
Now everyone is calling me Furry Caster! Oh, yeah, you're just Furry Caster! Yeah. I only brought it up for the entertainment value, I don't like it!
Equipment Furry...
That was real fucking creative.
Furry Caster.
And no, it's Closet Furry. Blue Caster Ikuta Zazeel.
Sorry, say again, Noble.
I said it's Closet Furry. Blue Caster Ikuta Zazeel.
Cell 5.
I can hang up on you at any moment. Just letting you know. Boom. All right, Tenbin Gold. Sorry, you're saying?
I was going to say, I know the idea of the fur pants is stupid as hell.
Thank you.
I disagree.
But you gotta think about it like this. There's a lot of people that want to do cosplays and stuff, so not just going out and buying, like, 500 feet of just blue spandex to make the blue suit is gonna be interesting for once. Where it's not just a person going out being like, yeah, can I get another 200 spools of red, please? Thanks.
And if nothing else... Our buddy Mitch loves this costume.
Oh yeah. We showed him that.
Our friend is an actual furry.
Yeah. No. An actual furry who tends the right characters that are humanoid wolves.
Yeah.
And we showed him this, and he's like, I love everything in it.
And he just shat himself. Yeah. And yeah.
All right. Tenbin Gold, the robot, being played by Obayashi Masaru,
who was Yellow Racer and Car Ranger.
And
the Freeze Roid Mutant Drive.
Freeze and Seeker.
But mostly Freeze is the popular.
Wow, so that's cool. A really old actor, suit actor then, huh? Yeah.
Alright, Oshi Black, being played by the one and only Jiro Okamoto, a.k.a. Yeah. Kamen Rider Ixa. Yeah.
Who was also resolved in Zuoger.
Hold on, can we go back? Can we go back a second to the guy playing, So, you said he's an old suit actor, right? Would you say he's in his golden years?
Oh!
Or you could say he's from the golden age of Tokusatsu.
Oh!
Wait, what's the name of the suit actor for Okami Black?
Oh.
It's Oshi Black. It's Jiro Okamoto. I know
it's
because
fucking
he...
Fucking Jiro.
He played Ixa and a lot of secondaries.
He's also a Zald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he played Shinken Gold.
Ooh.
It says Metal Heroes. I'm looking up where he's been in Metal
Heroes.
Wait,
so Shinken Gold's gonna be this big fucker.
Yep.
Wow.
He has been many Sentai's, Riders, and Metal Heroes.
God, that's...
Since the 80s.
His first one was Black Mask and Mask Man.
Was he the one that showed up in Akiba Ranger and trained them?
No, that was Red Falcons.
Oh, okay.
Or Red Hawk.
I thought it was that one.
All right.
Ooh,
that name sounded horrifying.
No, actually, fun fact. He's mostly known for being the Black Ranger, so this is like a walk in the park for him.
All right. Hebitsukai Silver. The suit actor is Keizo Yabe. Yabe is a veteran suit actor who usually plays monsters, but is entering the role of a hero.
Oh. No.
Hmm?
Black Ranger was also Kamen Rider Black.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh. There you go. All
right.
Well.
All right. Chameleon Green, suit actor, is Ayumi Shimozono. She played Zuo Tiger. Washi Pink, played by Ryoko Gomi, who played Zuo Shark in Zuoger.
Oh. Ichi, this is something that you might be interested in.
Hmm?
He was Blue Bee and Bee Fighter.
Cool.
Go.
And
for those who don't know, that's Beetleborgs.
Yeah. And in the sequel.
Neato.
They went metallic.
So, yeah, Washi Pink is played by the actress who did Zuo Shark, Ryoko Gomi.
So Shark and Tiger are coming back.
Yeah.
Actors.
Oh, and Bangre.
Kajiki Yellow, played by Shinsuke Kusano, who played Bangre.
Bunghole.
Bunghole. and that's about it.
Okay.
Against the evil Jark Matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's read this.
Shark, not Jack Matter.
The series will take place in the distant future, feature a team of nine rangers fighting against the evil Jark Matter, who have Shark. Already conquered the universe.
Jark Matter.
I am wow. Okay with
Zen
this.
Zenyak, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just... That's like...
More.
That's like a severely villain name. Like, what the hell?
Can we have the Gokaigers cameo in this series, please?
More like Jerk Matter.
Damn, this Sue Doctor's done up.
Which one?
The Black Ranger.
Oh, okay.
I'm still just looking at the Black Ranger's freaking thing. He was Gorosaki Banana.
Yeah, it's Jiro Okamoto. He's done a lot.
Torin.
He did eat
Luigi.
That's how I remember him.
Star Ninja. Bison King, Lion.
He was Bison King, and now he's Oshi Black.
Wait!
No, no,
wait!
He played fucking Star Ninja and
Bison King.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's perfect.
He got to play the Ranger and his Megazord.
So,
that's awesome.
So it's Seiji Takaiwa and Cocker Ranger.
Well, that's fine.
That's
yeah.
cool. That's fine.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Just really
that's
neat
a good idea.
When that happened.
That's a good
that's
idea.
So cool.
Okay.
Oh.
Next.
What the
fuck is this?
UK.
Oh, yeah.
UK fashion designer Bobby Abley releases Power Rangers themed menswear that looks like fucking
pajamas.
Low level night outfits from the medieval times.
Wait, scroll down.
No. And promptly fucked it up because that is a Green Ranger shirt with a Triceratops.
And a yellow diamond.
Right?
Yellow Diamond confirmed!
I just sat there like, wait a minute, there's so much
there's
wrong
so
with
much
this.
Going on here and it's all wrong!
That's one of those pictures where you need the captain, the longer you stare at it, the worse it gets.
And actually, if we scroll down in this article, there's actually something that's not terrible.
Okay, I kind of want that Pink Ranger shirt.
During a London Fashion Week men's fashion show on January 6th, Bobby Abley debuted his fashion partnership with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. His newest theme line has released, currently exclusive to Selfridges and Co., a UK-based high-end clothing retailer. And we're looking at pictures of six different Ranger-themed shirts, which are pretty neat. It's got their helmets on them, for the original five and the Green Ranger.
The pink one looks like a really out-of-place eye is visible in the corner.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
That's just reflective
that's
material.
That's just reflective material. Okay,
yeah.
That's why.
Looks
I
like
thought,
Rita's
there, was,
in
I thought
the
there was, like, some fucking... There was, like, some fucking manga eye in the fucking...
I know, it looks like that.
And I was like, ah.
Spoilers, if you pull the shirt up and look through them, you can see through them, maybe.
Whoa.
I don't know.
That'd be fucked.
Oh, wait, there's more.
The fashion line is currently comprised of sweatshirts, jersey shirts, t-shirts, and jogging bottoms with a variety of designs. Each of the six original Rangers can be purchased on a colored sweatshirt with their helmet design in the center. Other designs include Bobby Abley's name written in Kana... featuring the power-up branding, as well as shirts that strictly have a power-up explosion design. Prices range from $69 to $184, depending on the product and branding.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
No. I'll just buy a Jason David Frank shirt saying Angel Grove Juice Bar, member since 1993.
Yeah, and apparently the Power Rangers Twitter recently tweeted a short behind-the-scenes video of the designs hitting the runway during London Fashion Week.
Let's not watch it.
No.
Crazy English bastard.
I read your book! Oh, wait, wrong reference.
Power Rangers Dino Supercharge Extinction DVD announced for March 7th release.
Extinction DVD?
Does that mean
when it comes out, it's not going to exist?
It's just the name of the next batch of episodes.
I hope.
But you know what this means? It means
it's the last 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is actually interesting. How Lionsgate has been like, okay, we're not going to waste the whole entire year releasing the previous season. So here's just 10 episodes and two DVD sets.
Here's the weird part. It's releasing on DVD March 7th. but the digital HD and on-demand releases will be broken up. Episodes 6 to 11 will release on March 7th, while the final episodes will release on digital HD and on-demand on April 4th.
In other words, if you haven't seen them on TV, fucking buy the Blu-ray and give us money.
Yeah.
But remember, it's not going to be released.
Isn't it on Netflix?
The first 8 episodes are.
Okay.
But if you scroll down, we see the DVD cover.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's that.
Why is it only the main 5? Aren't the rest of them there by now?
Probably. Well, we have Toby Spino on the cover.
Ooh, that's cool. Is he actually in the show?
Yes.
Yes, and it's completely fucking stupid.
No, okay, yeah.
As rightful it should be.
Then again, it was also the episode where the monster said, "This is so much easier than the Kyoryuger Galaxy."
I'd head desk if it was possible right now.
Yeah, there's also a planet called Sentai 6, too.
Or the,
I really want a head
or
desk.
Or the scrapyard called Common 5.
Stop!
I really want a fucking head desk right
Stop
now.
Stop doing that! If you keep it up, Itchy's gonna break the desk with his face!
I will go right through the floor!
Also, Coda...
Stop! Also, these... I know that there are toys in them, so I know they exist, but... This weird fucking minigun sword that he's carrying
is
really fucking dumb.
It basically just inserts the
it's the control stick for the sword?
Yeah. It
why is there a minigun in the face?
It's to insert the dyno drive things.
Oh, the batteries?
Yeah, and it charges up the blade.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually really cool when you
pull
the trigger.
That's less stupid than I thought. Anyways. Oh,
that's pretty dope.
DVD. Get it if you want. I don't care.
If you feel like
what just happened?
That's the same ad. Oh. Lastly, season 2 of Power Rangers Ninja Steel is going to cameo past Rangers.
No way!
Oh my god!
Yeah, the side part, it's not these two.
Oh. We're not getting Orko and Shane?
I wish we got Shane, but no, it's rumored that it's
Wait, so Ninja Steel like just came out, right?
And the Red Ranger accidentally revealed that in the second season there's going to be new past Rangers for the 25th anniversary.
Okay, so we're already assuming it's doing well enough for a second season.
Wait, we're already at the 25th anniversary?
It's because Nickelodeon in their bullshit of splitting up a series into 2 seasons.
25th season.
And year.
Okay, sure.
Next year will be the 25th anniversary.
Anyway.
Wow.
According to William Shufelt, actor of Brody the Red Ranger, who visited Prescott Junior High School in Modesto, California, which is the school he attended in his youth, he worked out with some kids, talked to college aspiring students, and hosted an assembly to discuss his academic journey and the path he took to eventually become an actor on Power Rangers.
Okay, that's actually gotta be kind of sad.
Like, right?
Like, with hard work and dedication, I became a Power Ranger. Yeah, wait, what?
Yes, with hard work, dedication, and all my academic achievements brought me to this. A really low-paid gig on a crappy show.
But at least I got a free trip to New Zealand.
Right?
Now though...
Is it a free trip? I thought they had to pay for that themselves.
Who knows?
And now here's the question. Will Brody be as bland as Troy, or will he just be saying fucking awesome constantly like Tyler?
Awesome! For fuck's sake, you're in your mid-20s, Tyler.
Here's the thing.
No, he's gonna say he's fired up.
And that's where I will break the TV if I even bother to watch the damn show.
No, we're watching episode 1.
On the subject of Troy, let's put it this way. It is not possible for anyone to be blander than Troy.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, though, Troy's actor is actually really fucking cool.
Good, he didn't translate show well.
No, it's because they wrote Troy that way.
Alright, so, according to reports, Shufeld mentioned that it would be the 25th anniversary and would indeed be featuring guest appearances from popular past Rangers, end quote.
From rumors, it was from, like, behind-the-scenes photos.
And then he was promptly fired for revealing information he wasn't supposed to.
For divulging corporate secrets.
Wait,
past Ranger cameos rumored are Chip from Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Mystic Force Yellow.
Of course. Of course.
Gee, I wonder why.
Ziggy.
You mean, are we just going to refer to the ones who actually cameoed in fucking Shurikenger? Or not Shurikenger.
No. Well, this is the odd one. Ziggy from Power Rangers RPM.
Which I'm very okay with.
and Prince Philip from Dino Charge.
Yay. Because I have no idea who any of these Graphite characters
Ranger.
Are.
Green Goanger is Ziggy. Prince Philip from Dino Charge, because everyone else left and he didn't have anywhere else to go.
Because he's the only New Zealander except for the Black Ranger, but he was sick of it.
What about Cam?
Who?
The Green Samurai Ranger?
Okay, that's the cameo I want.
It's a cameo?
fuck you.
Which is actually a shocking part, because I follow him on Facebook, and he is still, like, he still loves Power Rangers.
Yeah. But the question remains if they're going to actually try and get the cameos of the Rangers who cameoed in the Ninja, aka Ninja Red, Hurricane Red, and Magi Yellow.
In that case,
Chip the Yellow Mystic Force Ranger. You
said yep.
Yeah.
So we know at least one of them from the Ninja is actually coming back.
That or that it was he does voice some monsters, so it was probably just in a recording booth.
It probably was both.
But, and who knows, maybe they're going to pull some fucking, shit, what was it? Was it Operation Overdrive that had all the...
Oh, yes, Ranger?
Different, yeah.
Johnny Young Bosch, back again.
Oh, please.
No, maybe you know what they're going to do? They're probably going to do some shit like that where now Cam is Ninja Storm Red.
Yeah.
Like they did where Bridge became SPD Red.
Like promotion.
Yeah.
But how
yeah. Fuck it, bring Jason David Frank back again. He'll do anything.
He'll do anything for fucking money.
And promotion.
I swear to God, how many live streams does he do on his Facebook page? 3 a day. I swear to fucking God.
Yeah, I just unfollowed from his page.
Yeah, I gotta stop.
It's fucking obnoxious.
He has turned into just the guy that you want to slam the door.
Like, no, like, don't get me wrong. Jason David Frank is a nice fucking guy. And he does a lot for his fans, but just, he hams it up so much.
I, Bluecaster, appreciate Jason David Frank for the effort and passion he puts into his work.
Oh, I do too, but...
Just saying.
No, I do too, but...
In case he's listening.
Love you, Jason David Frank. You're still my favorite sixth Power Ranger. Well, I have a White Ranger collection in my room, so...
Okay.
I didn't say I hate Jason David Frank, it's just that...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about
this
it
has been
for
the
news.
Jason David Frank hater.
It's not really a big important thing. It's more just kind of like a local thing. I just got a Michael. I don't know how to pronounce. Sean C.W. Johnson is going to be at Cleveland Comic Con.
Which is
for those of you who don't know, he's Lightspeed Rescue Red.
Oh, Carter!
Carter Grayson.
Carter.
Yes, cool. The charge the motherfucker with a pistol, Ranger.
Yeah, I'm gonna ram a monster with the van.
He's one of the first guests that's going to be at the Cleveland Comic Con. So, if you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, head to the fairgrounds.
Are you
in
October 17th and 18th, I believe.
Wait a minute. In October?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's January.
Yes, I know. The Cleveland Comic Con page just brought this up saying, hey, here's a guest for this year.
I want to meet Carter. He's my favorite Red Ranger.
Then we should.
I thought Raven was your favorite Red Ranger.
No, fuck him.
That's the title of the episode. Fuck him.
Now I'm gonna make him kill you in the game. Okay, that's about it for the news. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll hear you in the podcast proper.
Or will you?
Shh! You're ruining my gimmick.
You stole my gag.